Let me tell you about this. He's a guy who lives in Tampa.
Yes.
His name is Randy. Now, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Mike, he tells us he's straight.
Okay.
He's 50. His name is Randy. He lives in Tampa Bay.
50.
And he is Peter Pan.
The real living Peter Pan.
And his webpage is pixieland.org/Peter Pan. Uh-huh. And when you go there, you see a giant picture of him in a Peter Pan outfit, and it says, be a pixie.
Yes.
Here he is now.
He's 50.
50 years old. Doesn't he look younger?
Two words, highly disturbing.
Okay, this is a guy, a 50-year-old man, wearing a Peter Pan outfit.
Hi
and,
there.
And as you dive into his website, you're going to find a lot of Peter Pan-related stuff.
It's all about the tights.
And the guy is, are you calling him up now?
No, I'm not. You want me to? I wanted to make sure you set it up.
No, that's plenty. All right. I mean, what else do I have to say?
Well, I want to talk to Pan.
Buzz,
another picture.
Would you read some stuff off that front page? Click back to the page you were just on. You saw the picture.
Let me just pick up in the middle, if I could, please. A part that I found that I liked. Unfortunately, this society has defied the gender boundaries they've established, especially the rules of what boys should and should not enjoy doing.
Oh, my.
This is why little girls are praised for interest in boyish activities, but boys who do the opposite are seldom tolerated.
This is
part of his message.
And he's not gay.
No.
Correct.
But he is looking for a Tinkerbell.
Apparently. He has many hobbies and interests, Mike. He also writes on the website, I know this makes me a very silly boy.
Yeah.
And check out that picture.
There's a new picture.
With it looks like a nice cod piece he's wearing.
You know who he looks like? He looks like the...
Timo Phillips.
With a little bit of that... who's that gay guy that goes on the Today Show to talk about...
Cujo.
Stephen Cujo?
Cujo. I think, yeah, Cujo and Emo Phillips.
Uh-huh. Definitely Emo Phillips.
Definitely Emo.
And his website, like I said, is... pixieland.org/Peter Pan.
Right.
The homepage of Peter Pan. And joining us now from Tampa Bay, here is Randy. Randy Constant. Randy, am I pronouncing that last name correctly?
That's right.
Randy, I think we've said what you're all about. You're a 50-year-old guy. You love Peter Pan. You dress up in a Peter Pan suit.
Wait a minute, I'm 5. I don't count second digits anymore.
Ah, yes, you're 5.
5 years
okay.
Old.
Okay. Well then, fine.
You love Peter Pan. You love everything that he stands for.
Do you fancy yourself as a pixie, an elf, or a fairy?
Yes, I do.
All of them?
All of them.
There's another picture, Mike, of Randy. On his website.
This is from his fashion page. All kinds of costumes.
Randy, the first question. And please don't take offense. The first question. Are you on any, like, list? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have a sign in your front yard.
No.
Okay.
I don't have
and
to.
You don't have to. Okay. The authorities have never asked you to. And are you straight? Not that it matters to us if you're gay or not, but are you gay or straight?
I only like girls.
You only like girls.
Oh,
and,
okay.
All right. Why the compulsion to, I'm looking at some of the fashions that you have. Why do you like to wear these outfits?
Well, it's an expression of a childlike nature and of, excuse me, and of androgyny. Mm-hmm. And I think that'd probably be a whole lot more people doing stuff like that if they weren't worried about what people might say about them.
So if you're in your local Kentucky Fried Chicken standing in line and someone can't tell whether you're a man or a woman, that's okay with you?
Oh, if they ask if I'm a boy or a girl, I just say yes.
Now, what about the picture Buzz has just pulled up? You're wearing what appears to be like a pink fairy outfit.
And your hands are at the same position every time. They're kind of out to the side and curled up.
That's my little flying pose, yeah.
Your curtsy pose, right?
Now, are you a silly boy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, let me ask you this. Are you into Michael Jackson? Do you like Michael Jackson?
I liked his music. I don't know if we share much in common.
No, I wasn't inferring that you like boys like he does, but he likes Peter Pan. He named his place after Peter Pan.
Neverland
right.
Ranch.
Right.
What makes you a silly boy, Randy?
I think just that I like to, have most people talk about, well, you got to get in touch with your inner child. I just once in a while get in touch with my inner adult when I have to, but I like to be a child by default.
Do you still take ballet lessons?
No, I can't find a place down here in Tampa, Florida that'll teach adult ballet lessons. I'm trying to get enough girls together to have a little class, and maybe I will.
How many Peter Pan suits do you have?
Well, I don't know, maybe about six. I have many different costumes that are like childlike in nature and pixie-like and stuff. But
you wear them out of your house? You wear them like out in public?
It depends where I'm going. If I'm just going shopping, I might just have like a Peter Pan-ish kind of look. But if I'm going to wear like tights and colors and hats and
right.
stuff, I'll do that to go out clubbing and stuff. Or
you'll do it to go out clubbing. Does that outfit work for you when you're out there trying to meet women?
Sure does.
Now really, here's a serious question: Have you gotten laid? Because you're Peter Pan with a girl?
I don't kiss and tell, but I do all right.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah, because it says here the character of Peter Pan is asexual, so...
I think that I found that, I know this is kind of like anathema to most guys, but it seems to me that most of the women I meet like honesty, and they appreciate that flexibility, and somebody that's not so hung up, so it works. Not looking to attract everybody in the world.
I don't know why I'm asking you this question, but who's your favorite movie actor?
I like Johnny Depp. He's been scoring high marks.
That's probably why I asked.
Because he stole my haircut in Charlie Wonka.
Charlie Wonka. It's a great movie, Charlie Wonka.
Do you like Clay Aiken?
Who is that? No.
Okay. When you were on a bunch of late night shows, who treated you better, Conan or Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, well, Jimmy Kimmel is just like, you know, he's just looking for a thrill factor. And so, I mean, I just made the best of the show.
Were you a thrill for Jimmy?
Guy. He was really trying to be positive about it and, you know, give us both the most opportunity to make people smile. And that's what it's really about.
Are you ever concerned? Well, first off, how much interaction do you have with kids?
Not all. I know a lot of ladies that have children. Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you're out, say, grocery shopping, do you notice that maybe mothers bring their children just a little closer to them when you're near them?
That they do what?
Don't worry about it. You know, I just, do you like kids?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes they get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Have you ever been married?
Yeah.
Are you married currently?
No.
Why'd the marriage break up?
Was it the Peter Pan fetish?
We just grew apart.
Yeah.
You grew apart.
Have you always been Peter Panning?
Was she your Wendy?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I've been doing this since I probably was about 20 years old, on and off.
Now, is this how you make your living?
I'm looking for a way to be Peter Pan for a living. I'm looking to release a CD of music in about 3 weeks, and the music I have on the website now has gotten a good response, so who knows.
Now, is it original music?
It's all original. There's one song that's a cover. I bought the rights to do I Won't Grow Up from the original Mary Martin play, mm-hmm. and I got the permission from the Great Ormond Street Hospital in England to be Peter Pan on the record.
Could we impose on you for maybe just a little a cappella?
I Won't Grow Up?
I Won't Grow Up?
I think I'd overload the phone a little bit.
All right, here's a trivia question for you. Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook.
Thank you. Yeah. Never thought I'd be able to work that into the show, Rob.
Do you prefer
I'd mentioned somebody in political office, but I don't want to take sides.
Okay.
Do you prefer animated Pan or Sandy Duncan?
Oh, to look at? I'll take Sandy Duncan.
I mean, for pure Peter Pan aficionadoism, do you like the animated Peter Pan or Sandy Duncan?
I think I like live actors better. I'm very, I really enjoyed the recent Jeremy Sumpter one. It's nice to see that they revived the story and, you know, redid it with a real kid. And
hold on. We've got some of your music here from your website. This is your music, right?
That's some of the jazz, but the CD is not going to have any of the jazz on it. I'm going to have more of the contemporary stuff. Right above that is one called Deb's Move and another called Mercy for Madness.
Those smooth jazz
CD.
So when you make your smooth jazz music, do you wear your Peter Pan outfit?
I certainly intend to. Maybe I'll have to put together a band and call it Peter Pan's Pixieland Band and see what happens.
Besides the standard green tights, what is your favorite outfit to wear?
I have a similar outfit in purple that's kind of called the Purple Pixie. I've got like about 8 variations of that.
The Purple
Pixie. I really like the Blue Boy. I like the Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Hold on. Let me just tell you, for future interviews, strike Blue Boy.
That's what he calls it on the website.
I know,
website.
But it's a Bad Touch magazine.
Yeah, it is.
Well, who cares? Before that, it was a famous painting by Gainsborough, and I'm totally like anti, like, oh, I don't want to be associated with something or somebody. You know what?
Sure.
Let people think what they want to think. I'm just going to live my life.
Right.
Well, have you ever been evaluated?
Evaluated for what?
Psychiatric problems.
No, I think I would drive a psychiatrist nuts.
So you have not a real job. You're trying to be Peter Pan full time. What are you doing to pay the rent month to month until you're able to be a full time Peter Pan?
I'm a software designer and an electronic designer, and I've been had my own business for several years, and it's working out pretty good.
You know, this guy's voice is very deceiving. If you're just hearing
sounds kind of like a tough New York guy.
If you're just hearing him on the radio, I mean, really, you got to go. It's pixieland.org/1word Peter Pan.
And you have to apologize whenever people want to bring me on, especially a radio show where you can't see me. Because they say, I'm sorry, I don't sound like a pixie. I sound like a New York cabbie. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, and we have been on the website and seen a picture of you. How tall are you? I'm curious about that.
Just about 6.
6 feet. 6 foot Peter Pan.
Do you,
in the backyard.
Let me ask, do you like,
that's the Blue Boy.
There's a wonderful picture of you.
Well, you've done the painting justice,
yeah,
Randy.
In the Blue Boy outfit. Do you like NASCAR? Do you like football? Do you like Jack Daniels? Do you like Marlboro cigarettes?
Smoke anymore. At least I don't smoke tobacco. I love Jack Daniels. Not much into NASCAR.
I'm not
a big sports fan. I guess I'm more of a sissy that way. I guess I'm more into ballet.
Are you big into weed though?
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Right up.
I would think that
good
that
answer.
I would think that that or alcohol maybe would fuel part of this.
Sure.
That's the nearest. All that fuels it, my friend, is look. We all got crazy dreams kicking around inside of us, and most of us leave it go and just grow up and move on to other things. And
my friend,
it's important to be responsible, but you got to be able to have fun. You got to be who God made you to be.
And pass on grass.
You know what? Right. This may be one of the more unique people we've spoken to. It's Peter Pan. He does sound like a New York cab.
We've got a couple of calls for you, if you don't mind. Hello, Kevin. You're on with Peter Pan. Kevin.
Hey. Dude, I got a question for Peter Pan, man.
You're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to Peter Pan, Kevin.
No. Peter, I'm sorry.
I guess.
Nobody!
Oh,
who is Nero?
That guy's an idiot, that caller.
Nobody! Who is Jack the Ripper? Nobody! Who's the swiniest swine in the world? Get him up!
Would you please evaluate the talent of that? How old were you there, Mike?
8.
Of that 8-year-old boy.
In this wonderful world.
Not bad.
Not bad. Can I tell you that 8-year-old boy has grown up to be the 46-year-old man that I'm looking at, and he would like nothing better than to put on his Captain Hook suit.
Yeah.
While you were.
I'm ready to put on my hook right now. I'm excited
you heard
about
him.
It.
He will stick you in the butt.
That's
we
it.
We got a pirate fest down here.
I'll bet.
I'm there. You and I will hang out, Randy.
All right. Let's try another call for Peter Pan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Hi.
I am a huge. I found this guy in college. Man, I want to ask him about his acid use, if he still does any acid anymore.
Do you?
I didn't even know you could get any anymore. I thought it was long gone in the 70s.
Oh, man. And, hey, has he found a new tink yet?
A Tinkerbell.
I've had more tinks than I can handle. I think I better take down that page.
It's a lot of tink.
Wow.
Do you get tink stink?
Tink stink.
You know, here's the thing. You sound normal. You could be like a regular caller on the show, a guy who we would just talk about guy stuff with. But then you go to the website.
And you see the Blue Boy outfit.
Dude, really, seriously, what's up with you dressing up in these
It's fun, man. It's like it's very androgynous. It's like you can be feminine and masculine and childlike at the same time. just born with a mixed bag of feelings, and I think it's very good and healthy to just let them out in creative ways.
You enjoy being a fancy lad?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you make your own uniforms?
Oh, yeah. You can't, unfortunately, you can't go into Walmart and find, like, the adult baby boy section.
Unfortunately.
It's very hard to find.
Right, baby boy. Now, you mentioned that.
There's a baby blue boy on there, too. Have you seen it?
No.
We got to see that. It's you in a baby outfit?
It's a baby version of...
You're not in a diaper.
It's simply baby blue. Let me see if I can bring it back up.
Oh, okay.
Now, we've interviewed other people from that lifestyle on the show, too.
You don't wear diapers, do you?
No. I'm a little bigger boy than that.
Okay. Here's the baby blue.
Let's see.
As opposed to the royal blue.
That looks like what Alice wore on the Brady Bunch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've been told it's a little more like a boy version of Alice in Wonderland or something.
Hello, Ben.
Exactly.
Yeah, Ben, little boy peep.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, Ben.
Childhood when he was growing up, or what's the deal here?
What was that, sir?
Was he denied a childhood when he was growing up?
Good question.
Like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Yeah. No, good question. I had a great childhood. My dad was a wonderful guy. He was a lead toy designer in several companies up in the New York area when that was an American industry.
He must be proud of you now.
And it was a good time growing up.
And so you had a normal childhood.
And
I don't know if I was any normaler then than I am now, but I was.
There's another.
Having just as much fun.
There's another picture of you wearing one of those
the baby blue,
blue boy outfits, sitting on like a ye old big stuffed chair.
I bet you do, Randy. I bet you do real well with the baby blue outfit when you go out to the clubs.
I get, a lot of girls want me to turn around when I'm dancing.
Let's take a couple more calls for Peter Pan. Hello, Jason. Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? I'm wondering, what is this guy's happy thought?
What's his what?
You can ask me something. What's your happy thought? And I don't.
What's your happy thought? You know, Peter Pan, you got to think of a happy thought.
I have a lot of happy thoughts, and my happiest thought is that as time goes by, and maybe I can help this, maybe we all could help it, we can get to a world where people are less inclined to judge each other and more inclined to just celebrate our differences and go out and live our lives instead of, you know, getting on buses full of kids and blowing themselves up because, you know, everybody else is wrong and different. That's what it all leads to.
Yeah.
That was a moving speech.
What's that outfit you're looking at right there?
One of his clubbing outfits. One of the outfits he wears to go clubbing.
You seem to be very politically active with a statement like that.
There's a page on there called Pixie Friends. Not Pixie Friends, I'm sorry, Out and About, and there's a lot of clubbing pictures on there.
Do you plan to run for any kind of political office?
You know, somebody submitted me for the governor of California
because
back when like everybody in the world was in the running, and unfortunately, I guess I got in a little bit too late.
All right, one more call for Pete, for Double P. Hello, Bud, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I'd like to ask Peter Pan a question. When you...
Another kiss and tell question. Everybody's mind is in the gutter.
We had to dump that out. Do you have any fairy dust?
Is it legal to talk about that?
All right, listen, you know what we're going to have to do is reschedule you, and if you've got the time, let our audience go to your website.
Sure.
Maybe get you back on the show in a week.
Yeah, you're an interesting guy to talk.
Because a lot of people listening now are in their cars, and they're going to have to go to your site tonight.
Let's reschedule him when his CD comes out.
All right, yeah, why don't you do that? Because I've got, as a matter of fact, I'm just finishing up the artwork, and I got to get this CD out for duplication, and I'll have them by the end of the month. And the two songs, like I said, above the jazz sections are samples of, you know, some of the style. I'm a bit retro. It's all going to sound like a bit dated.
The picture does not match the voice.
On it, and that way we can help each other out.
And you should mention the spelling of Pixie, because it could go both ways.
www.pixyland.org/ Peter Pan.
Yeah, or you could get there just peterpan.pixieland.org.
And if you pop Peter Pan into a search engine, do you come up to?
I come up pretty much above Disney, above Peter Pan bus lines, pretty much.
I'll bet.
There you go.
And it's done well. We're raising over $1,000 for kids' charities each of the last 3 years.
That's what they all say. Have you heard from the Disney people?
Well, only good things from their employees. They don't own Peter Pan at all.
Oh, really?
Ah, you're a lucky man. Otherwise, they drag you right into court.
And what's that picture page you're on there, Buzz?
From the Out and About page that he mentioned just a moment ago. This out clubbing with some friends.
I like the little schoolgirl outfit you're wearing, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Plaid skirt, yeah.
Okay, dude. Well, there he is. He's 50. His name's Randy. He's
going to be 52 in November.
Wow. 2 years young. Wow.
He's from Tampa, and he's a real Peter Pan. Go to his website, and we'll discuss him more when his album comes out. Thanks for being on the show, Pete. Hold on, please.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
Wow. As I say once again, the pictures do not match the voice at all.
No.
I told you, the greatest thing I've ever seen on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea that the guy's voice was like, how you doing?
What's happening with you? You doing all right there? This is my flying pose, which looks like a broad curtsying.
Really? Go to the website.
Very strange.
We'll discuss him tomorrow.
Absolutely.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
You know, it was too disturbing for me. Oh, hold on. Who's calling on the hotline? Hello?
Hey, it's Joe.
Joe Arninger?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I think I'm all done.
Right. The fact that I had not gone back to you in the last hour would indicate that. Thank you.
Oh.
Goodbye, Joe.
You weren't going to just leave it
Joe
out there.
Joe was getting anxious.
What the hell?
Oh, you'd abandon him.
He was getting anxious. He really was.
I know. I was going to say.
You were shocked.
That you got to go see the pictures, mm-hmm. and you got to go to the website.
You can't appreciate this guy unless you see his photograph.
Yeah, I just put a final nail in. Pan is delighted. Pan is going to send us an album, and Pan is excited because things are changing now with the internet. Anyone can sell music. You don't have to have a big deal with one of the big labels.
And imagine, seriously, the tinks he's going to get.
Oh, my God.
After being on this show.
You'll want to wear two condoms.
Of course, we will be right back.